Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah!
thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, today's weather, we're looking at 54 degrees right now in the ATL, we had a high of 60 today. It's going to be 37 our low tonight, close to freezing, right? And tomorrow we're looking at 58 and bright sunshine. So it'll get up to 58. I think that's a really, really nice day. As long as the wind isn't blowing, the wind was blowing a lot today, but as long as the wind's not blowing, 58 degrees will be a perfect day with plenty of sunshine. Sunday, 59, partly cloudy. Monday, 63, partly cloudy. Going into Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going right back into the rain in the mid-60s. Okay? So let's see. Our word of the day is bipartisan. Bipartisan is an adjective, and it means of, relating to, or involving members of two parties, specifically marked by or involving cooperation, agreement, and compromise between two major political parties. Bipartisan. Again, the definition is of, relating to, or involving members of two parties, specifically marked by or involving cooperation, agreement, and compromise between two major political parties. Okay, so that's bipartisan, guys. I'm sure you all heard of that and know exactly what it means. So there you go. And so, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 if you want to call in and talk. Today is Free Fall Friday, so all our lines are open for your comments on any topic that you choose. So whatever you want to talk about, today is your day. You can call in and say your piece, right? Say your piece. And that's what I do on Fridays. I've got 50 lines available, so anyone can pretty much get in here and make your comments. I don't care what it is, sports, politics, bubblegum. I don't care what it is. You can talk about whatever you want. But remember, this is a family show. So, you know, some people say, Frank, I want to talk about sex. Well, okay, talk about sex, but don't get graphic with it. Okay, don't get graphic with it. I can deal with that. Free Fall Friday, you guys can call in and comment on anything. Now, I was just watching a little bit of the news, and there has been a terrorist attack in Paris, France. There's been a terrorist attack. evidently they had some big, you know, I don't know what the time difference is between here and Paris, but it's late night now in Paris. And they were having a big soccer game between France and Germany at the big sports complex in France. And that's when an explosion happened. They looking at 39 people being dead, several more wounded, and they had to rush the president of France out of there to get him to safety, of course. And then they had at the same time, looks like they had shootings at a theater where they were having a play, and they had shootings there. They don't know yet about how many people may be dead in that theater, because the terrorists, so to speak, they're so stupid. They have hostages right there in the theater. They say over maybe 200 people held hostage in the theater. Now you say, Frank, why? How is that stupid? It's stupid because you're limited. You're limited to, the terrorists are limited to exits where they can go. I guess, you know, if maybe done right, they'll be caught, because they're in this one central location, and once that place is surrounded, which I'm sure it is right now, trying to get those hostages, someone's going to come out on the short end of the stick. Okay? That's like being in your house and you have, hypothetically, someone broke into a house, burglarized a house, and someone was at home during the burglary. And they tripped their security system, and the police are on the way, or the police have shown up, but the burglar didn't get out. He's still in the house with the person that inhabits the house. And so he takes the person hostage, trying to get out. Okay. But he's confined to that house. Now the police has the house surrounded, and you're confined to that house. Now what are you going to do? And that's what I'm saying to the terrorists. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, on yesterday, I talked a little bit about the little 8-year-old boy in Birmingham, Alabama, who is charged right now with murder. Now, I'm going to try to kind of stay in the loop on this story. I'm not sure, real sure what's going on right now. I guess I could look it up, but, I don't want to waste my show time doing that. But I was, I was so upset by what happened that, it seemed to have crawled all over me when I heard the story, because this 8-year-old boy killed a 1-year-old girl. But they were left at home by themselves at 11 o'clock at night. The mom of the little girl and the mom of the little boy, they were roommates. They left home at 11 o'clock at night going out to the club. And they left the 8-year-old in charge of all the kids. Now, they say that the roommate has 5 kids. I don't know how many were there, how many weren't there. Okay, and this other girl has the 1-year-old daughter. And she leaves her 1-year-old daughter at the house with this 8-year-old boy. And, of course, the little girl, only 1 year old, and she probably realized that, hey, where's my mama? You know, I don't see her, I don't smell her. What's going on? And she starts to cry, and then the little 8-year-old can't stop her from crying. Now, of course, I don't know if that was the case, if she was missing her mama, or if she maybe pooped in her pants, or pee-pee on herself, or whatever. But she's crying, and the little boy can't get her to stop crying. So he gets annoyed with her, and he beats the little girl. I don't know if he beat her with a stick or something in the house, a broom handle. I don't know. They didn't say, but he beat the little girl to death. When when she stopped crying, she was dead. Okay? And then he thought, I'm sure, that she had just stopped crying. And so he grabbed her and put her in a crib like she was asleep. But of course she was asleep. She was dead. Okay, and that just, I can't stop thinking about it. I can't seem to get that out of my mind about the mother of this little girl. Now, she's charged with manslaughter, and the little boy is charged with murder. I think it should be the other way around. I think she should be charged with murder, and the little boy may be charged with manslaughter. Because he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know how to stop the baby from crying. And she was negligent by leaving the baby there with an 8-year-old. What the heck, man? How can you do that? And I was saying yesterday that I could possibly fathom her leaving home, going up to the corner store to get us some cigarettes and coming back. Okay, and leaving the 1-year-old with the 8-year-old for maybe 15, 25 minutes. I couldn't fathom that. Not too much going to happen in those 20, 25 minutes. But to leave you and your girlfriend, leave and go to the club, for 4 hours, they didn't get back home till like 2 a.m. and leave your 1-year-old at home with an 8-year-old babysitter. That is stupid to the highest degree. And she should pay for it. And she is going to pay for it. She's going to go to jail, and she's going to be burdened with this for the rest of her life. She's never going to forget what happened. 818-301-5834. And you guys, please call into the show and let's talk. Here's something else. They finally caught this guy, raped an elderly woman. He raped her in July, I think, and then he raped her again in like October. And now they've found him. They called him, and he's in jail. Another thing I heard was a young guy that broke into this lady's house. She was an older lady, and tried to rape her. Okay, this fool, he puts his tongue in her mouth. Yes, he's trying to rape her. He puts his tongue in her mouth, and she bites the tongue off, bites it off. He's raping this lady, okay? I guess he's raping her, and he wants to kiss her. I mean, sick, right? And so he's raping her, and he wants to kiss her, and he go to kissing her. And she bites his tongue off. Bites it off. And he's a young boy. He's like a teenager, like 18, 17 years old. He takes off out of the house, runs home to his parents' house, and his mom see him with the bitten off tongue. She rushes him to the hospital, and of course, when he gets to the hospital, they want to know what happened. And so the police come in, and they find out that he was one that that broke into the lady's house and started to rape her, because of course she called 911 once he ran out of the house. Okay, she called 911, and so they had a call of a burglary, a rape, and then I'm sure she told him, "I bit that fool tongue off." And it was an older lady. You know, I have no sympathy for people that rape women, men that rape women. I mean, if you know, why would you rape women? Is it some type of power deal, or some kind of mental issue that you have that makes you want to rape a woman? I mean, there's so many women out here that are freely give you what you want. Freely give you what you want. But no, you want to take it. I guess that's the power thing that they have. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You know, tomorrow, okay, we got some big college football tomorrow. Big college football tomorrow. We got Georgia at Auburn. Okay. Georgia at Auburn. You got Alabama at Mississippi State. And I have to say, I know there are Alabama fans listening to the show. I have to say, I hope y'all lose. Okay. I have to say that. I hope y'all lose. I don't care. Call me what you want. But y'all are so arrogant. I can't stand it. Today I'm leaving work in the parking lot, and one of the Alabama fans, he's so obnoxious. He walks in front of my truck and holds up his backpack that's the Alabama colors with the big Alabama logo on it. I almost run that fool over. I almost stepped on the gas and ran him over. That wouldn't have been right, right? But, you know, they're so obnoxious. That it's sickening to me. So, Alabama fans, I hope y'all lose. And it came from me. All right? It came from me right here on the Frank Williams Show. And so Georgia plays tomorrow. I'm a Georgia fan. And Georgia plays tomorrow. They play Auburn at Auburn. And I've been seeing RVs, these recreational vehicles, big boys going down the road. They all wrapped in the Georgia logo and the bulldog on the side of it and everything. I saw that on yesterday. Okay, on Thursday. So, you know, that's cool to me to head down, to be able to head to your favorite college football game. Okay, you're backing your team. You're driving to Auburn to back your team. Okay, and you're driving down on a Thursday. So you're going to get to the stadium on Thursday, get your parking space or whatever, get your RV all set up and yada yada, and then you're going to party Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and hit the game. The game's at, I think, 12:30 Eastern time. on Saturday, okay? Georgia and Auburn. And it's going to be a good game, I believe. I believe that Georgia's going to win. And I believe the score is going to be 27-21. All right? 27-21, Georgia. All right? And Tech lost last night. Tech lost to Virginia Tech last night. Georgia Tech lost to Virginia Tech last night by 2 points. Georgia Tech is not what they were last year. You know, I thought they were going to come out this year and be a really, really big contender. But this year has really fallen apart for them. I know they lost their big running back last year. But so they don't have that running attack that they had last year. And to run this wishbone offense, you need a serious running back, someone that'll hit that hole and take off, because they literally walked up and down the field on Georgia last year. And then they beat us last year, but they walked up and down the field, up and down the field. We walked up and down the field on them as well, but they couldn't be stopped on offense. And then they went on and won their bowl game last year. And I was like, Georgia Tech is coming up. They're going to be a real contender next year. But this year has proven to be a disappointment. All right. Now, I'm gonna close out. I got a couple of minutes left in the show, guys. I'm gonna shut it down. I appreciate you guys listening in. I hope you have a great, great weekend. Please take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and just keep it in the road, right? Keep it in the road. Hey guys, love you. Take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Monday, a new showtime. I'm sorry. Monday, we're going to have a new showtime of 10:30 a.m. 10:30 a.m. Monday morning. All right? Remember that. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See ya. Come on, let's wobble.
Girl, wobble it, and I'ma gobble it. I see you moving your head, go ahead, bobble it. We can cradle the bed, I'm straight racking it. The girls say, man, like this, double racket shit. Damn, I'm so expensive, but I can't help it, my flow ridiculous. Boys got a gift like it gotta be Christmas. Wag don't miss like it gotta be gifted. The girls rub cameras, and they won't fix it, and they gon' frame them. See that? Let them live the bed while I'm saying my scriptures. Cause I leave you holy like you're praying in temple. One beat, I move with the letter of a pencil. And my won't miss you, good night kiss you. Take your band back, cause you got pistols. And now I'm saying, Donnie, pick her up, these bitches.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.